Hi, this is Kelly, and I thought I would give a brief demonstration of Recall. That's the feature from Microsoft that takes pictures of your screen and then allows you to search for information. It's been talked about in the press and was delayed until recently, Friday, November 22nd, in fact, when it was released as a test version for Microsoft insiders running the development branch. I'm not going to focus on the privacy and security aspects. The press has covered that, and frankly, I don't know enough about everything. I was just curious how it worked from an accessibility perspective and gave it a try. I'm running this on a Lenovo Yoga Slim 7 with a Qualcomm Snapdragon processor. Right now, you definitely need that sort of processor, so basically one of the ARM-based Microsoft Copilot PCs. The blog on Windows Insider has more details about how you turn this on and all the specifications. As I mentioned earlier, Recall was released just on Friday, November 22nd. And when I've tried it so far, NVDA and Narrator are reading things. JAWS and Recall seem to cause Recall to crash right now. As I said, this is just released, so I'm sure the people at the Sphera will have JAWS working soon. And the blog post releasing and announcing Recall indicated there were some accessibility issues. So this is still a work in progress for everybody, I'm sure. The first time that you launch Recall, you will have to go through a brief opt-in experience where you're turning it on, indicating that the computer has permission to take screenshots and more. It takes about 20 or 30 seconds. The most important thing to note is just that you'll want to be signing into the computer using Windows Hello. That's when you use your fingerprint, password, Face ID, or one of the other Hello methods. Because each time that you open or do something with Recall, you are prompted to sign in with Windows Hello. I've already gone through the setup, and you can then launch Recall either from an app that's on your start menu called Recall, or
show hidden icons, button, taskbar pane.
As I like to do, go into the system tray.
OneDrive, Recall, Preview, Recall, Saving Snapshots, button.
So here's the system tray entry for Recall, and we can hear that it's saving snapshots. I can press Enter.
Snapshots are being saved on your PC. Snapshots with potential.
And we get a text about snapshots are being saved.
Open Recall, button.
If I hit Tab once, I go to Open Recall.
Pause until tomorrow, button.
Tab again, and I get to option to turn Recall temporarily off.
More Recall and Snapshot settings, button, footer group.
More settings.
Back, button, snapshots are open Recall, button.
I'm going to open Recall by pressing Enter.
No item in Start Capture, Pin, Edit, Windows Security Window. Windows Security, Close, button, making sure it's you. Sign in with Windows Hello to use Recall and act.
So there again, as I mentioned, we are prompted to sign in.
Options menu, button, Recall, Preview, Search, Edit. Type here to search your history.
Press
delete to remove suggestion.
A little bit of extra chatter, and I'm not sure why we get the message about deleting a suggestion since I haven't typed anything yet. But you end up in a search box. You can also then tab around.
Refresh timeline button.
So here's a button for refreshing the timeline. The timeline is basically your images that have been captured.
November 24th, 2024, 5:48 a.m., 2 minutes, session button, 5 memories in session, 1 of 1, sessions group.
So sessions are basically the, as far as I can tell, like kind of the time.
Today.
You've been.
November 24th, 2024, 5:48 a.m., 2 minutes, session button, 5 memories in session.
Using your computer, and the memories are like the snapshots that are in it.
Today. November 24th.
I can hit tab again.
Now, button, scroll to current time.
This would jump me to the most current time.
Re-Bits Technology.
And now I'm in my list of snapshots.
One of 229 selected.
One thing I've noticed for some reason is that many of these titles for the snapshots don't read automatically the first time
Re-Bits Technology.
You focus them. Like there's one that was going to talk about email message that I had open.
Re-BitsTechnology 227, 225 of 200.
I'm just arrowing back through these, and for some reason,
200, 220. Re-BitsTech.
I've found that if I hit home and end
settings,
a couple times,
one of 229 selected.
So if you noticed, the first time I went to the first one, it didn't read anything. Now it does read settings. If I go back to the end,
Re-BitsTechnology, the new Microsoft Recall Preview Windows Insiders message. Re-BitsTechnology, BitsTechnology, the new Microsoft.
Now many of these are reading.
BitsTechnology inbox. Kelly at the idea plate. Full view fidelity. Google Chrome. Full view fidelity. Google Chrome. 223 of 229 selected. 222 of 229 selected.
Here again, one's not reading.
222.
But you can arrow up and down this list.
Re-BitsTechnology, the new Microsoft Recall.
I hit end again to go to the last item. From this point, if I tab.
Highlighted items, group, Re-BitsTechnology, the new Microsoft Recall Preview Windows Insiders, message, HTML, group. Press enter to access highlighted items. Press escape to go back.
So this says if I press enter, I'll access the highlighted items from this window. I'm just going to tab around once before we come back to this.
Outlook, classic, button, commands group.
So for each snapshot, then you kind of have a commands group. And I found that if I use right and left arrow, I can switch between these. The first one said Outlook Classic. That is where that snapshot came from, and that would open Outlook.
Click to do, button, off, hide click to do, 2 of 5.
This click to do, I haven't quite figured out how this feature is supposed to work or what it does.
Click to do, button, on, show click to do, 2 of 5.
And honestly, turning it on or off so far, as far as I can tell, hasn't made a difference. I'm sure there's, because this is supposed to, like, let you take different actions as I've read the blog post and such, but I haven't figured out how this works.
Copy snapshot, button, 3 of 5.
You can also copy the snapshot. I hit right arrow to move through these commands.
Delete, button, 4 of 5.
Delete the snapshot.
Options, button, 5 of 5.
Or options and press enter.
Edit with snipping tool, menu item, 1 of 1, pop-up window.
You could, for example, edit the snapshot.
Options, button. Options menu, button.
And then here's an options menu. I hit tab for all of Copilot.
Snapshots are being saved on your PC. Snapshots with potentially sensitive info aren't saved unless you choose a pause until tomorrow button. Menu item.
So this is some of that same things that we had when we were in the system tray.
Pause until tomorrow button.
About pause until tomorrow.
Menu item.
There's a nameless item which.
Send feedback button.
Appears to be a duplicate of this send feedback item.
Settings. Menu item. Snapshots are being saved on your PC. Snapshot.
We're going to hit escape.
Options menu. Search, edit. Refresh timeline. Button. November 24th, 2024, 5:48 a.m. Now. Button. Scroll to current time. Re-BitsTechnology. The new Microsoft.
And now we're back to the last entry where I was talking about that email message. I have moved back in my timeline to something I was trying yesterday.
Document 1, Word. 25 of 229. Selected.
So far, I've just been kind of tabbing around the recall experience. When I'm new to an application, I like to do that and see what I can tab to and move around. I will also try different screen reading commands to see if there's other items I might want to read or explore. That doesn't mean you can't reach them from the keyboard. It means I haven't necessarily figured out how you do that yet. And so I like to use a combination of both screen reading and keyboard commands. When I say screen reading, obviously you do that with a keyboard. And when I say keyboard commands, I mean commands that would be used whether I was using a screen reader or not. In this case, I'm running Narrator right now, so I'm going to hit Narrator and right arrow for the next item off of this Word entry.
Image, document 1, Word group.
So here is the image that was captured. And a title has been assigned to it. If I want to get more details, Narrator does have a command to try and get an image description. It is not as robust as you might be used to with other solutions yet, but I can hit Caps Lock, Control D.
Getting image caption. A screenshot of a computer, image text, YUF documenty, Word P Search X design layout, Refenison mailings, POVIEW View Help Comments Editing, for share, 12, AAA, APAABBCC, AABBCET, AABBL, AABBC, Obnos Bar. Heading 1, Heading 2, Editor Cap Lol Paint Board, Pers Graph F, Adiro Theto Auth, and Devices, Lenovo.
Now, that's a lot of gibberish, honestly. It's trying to do OCR on the image of the computer screen, so some of what was read was elements of the Word UI, and then I had some Bluetooth settings open at the time I was doing this. So reading the screenshot in this way is probably not that useful yet. I have found that if I copy these screenshots and run it through one of the other solutions, whether that's JAWS Image Descriptions, Google's Gemini, Be My Eyes, or something else, you get, like you would with any screenshot, taken a pretty good description of what's going on. I'm then going to hit Caps Lock right arrow again.
Highlighted items, group. Press enter to access highlighted items. Press escape to go back.
So this says highlighted items. I'm just exploring it now, so I'm going to hit Caps Lock right arrow again.
We, item 1 of 1, group, 1 of 75. We, 1 of 1. Autosave, item 1 of 1, group, 2 of 75. Contains 1 items. Press enter to access items in group. Press escape to go back. To navigate through available words, press control plus left or right arrow. To select multiple words, press control plus shift plus left or right arrow.
So now we are getting all of the various text that was found in the picture. Again, much of this text right here is just elements from the window, like the autosave button right there. And as far as I can tell, the way that Narrator presents this is whatever Copilot has decided to group, sometimes it's one item, sometimes it's a bunch, will be called a group, and then there may be items inside of there.
Autosave 1 of 1. Off, item 1 of 1, group, 3 of 75. Off 1 of 1. I, item 1 of 1, group, I 1 of 1, document 1, word, item 1 of 1, group, 5 of 75. Contains 1 items. Press enter to act, document 1.
I am going to skip forward.
Layout, item 1 of,
again,
you help 1 of 1.
Using narrator next item commands for right
press
now.
Press spacebar, comments, comments 1 of, edit, 12 1 of 1, AAA, AAA, contains 1 items. Press enter to access.
So what's going to happen here, even though.
Image, press spacebar for actions, 1 of 1. Kelly Ford, item 1 of 1, group, 51 of 75. Contains 1 items. Kelly Ford, 1 of 1. Bluetooth and devices, item 1 of 25, group, 52 of 75. Contains 25 items. Press enter. Bluetooth and devices, 1 of 25.
So you'll notice
press spacebar for actions.
You'll notice we went from Word to Bluetooth. And again, that's because I had Bluetooth settings open as well, and my Word window was probably not fully maximized. And so really, this is just all of the elements that were in that screenshot. Not overly interesting in this case because there's not a lot of meaningful content. But as I said, I like to kind of explore what's around me.
Highlighted items, group. Press enter to act.
I'm going back to just keyboard navigation. I'm going to hit enter.
We, item 1 of 1, group, 1 of 75. Contains 1 items. Press enter to access items in group. Press escape to go back. Autosave, item 1 of 1, group, 2 of 75.
Now
contains
I'm
one
using
item. Press enter to access items in group.
Left and right arrow to move between what again are called the groups, or basically the elements that have been broken out from the picture.
Off, item 1 of 1, group. I, item 1 of, document 1, word, item 1 of 1, group, 5 of 75. Contains 1 items. Press enter to access items in group. Press it.
If I hit enter.
Document 1, word 1 of 1. Press spacebar for actions.
So I have a couple of choices at this point. I can hit control shift right arrow.
Document 1 selected.
And I've now copied that text. Again, this is just the document title. So not overly helpful in this case. But if this was actually part of my document, probably would be more helpful.
Copy, menu item, 1 of 3. Control, open with, menu item.
I also have choices to copy, open with.
Search the web, menu item.
Or search the web with this text.
Document 1, word 1.
And then it's all just
press
variation. Variation on a theme.
Document 1, word, item 1 of 1, group, 5 of 7. Oh, search, item 1 of.
Again, right and left arrow.
AD, item X, item 1. AD, X, file, item 1 of 1, group, home, item, insert, find, item 1 of 1, AABBCCTAABB.
To move through
contains 1 items. Press
all of these elements. A Word window is going to have a lot of UI because of the ribbon and everything else. It's worth repeating that Recall came out just Friday, and so far I've kind of just moved through the UI, not in a way that would really be practical for using to find information. I'll talk a little bit about the search experience, but I'm still trying to figure out how to use this effectively with a screen reader and read information. As I mentioned, when you open Recall,
search, edit, type here to search your history.
You are placed in a search
box. Press delete
to
remove suggestion.
Now, I took the text of my recording so far and created a Word document with that, along with some other things that I've been doing on this computer. So we'll try a couple searches. I'm going to type in the word screen reader.
Screen.
And hit enter.
5 results. Search complete.
So I heard there were 5 results and my search was complete. If I start hitting tab.
View timeline button. All button on 1 of 4 filters group.
Now, this filters group would let me, I guess, limit results to certain types. It's not obvious, but you can
Outlook,
use
classic.
Left and right arrow to move between these.
All button, Outlook, media player button, Google Chrome button off 4 of 4. Media player, Outlook, classic, all button on 1 of 4.
And space to toggle. I'm going to leave it with all. If I hit tab again.
File Explorer results. Text matches button.
And now we hear a tab again says text matches.
Bits Technology, the new Microsoft recall.
So there is an email message that probably mentioned screen reader.
Recall available. Accessibility.
I hit right arrow to move through other search results.
Document 1 Word button. Today at 2:38 p.m. 3 of 4.
So this document 1 Word is a search result again because I had taken a bunch of the text from my recording and put it into a Word document to ensure I had a search result. Here's where it really gets interesting, though. And again, I haven't either figured out a good strategy of what to do. So I'm going to hit enter on this. The challenge I face is I'm not really sure what's going to be a great way to figure out what about that document was referenced or why it came up in my search results.
200, document 1, Word, 200.
From my previous explorations, I know if I hit tab once.
Highlighted items, group, document one, word group. Press enter to access highlighted items. Press escape to go back.
I'm on this entry that says press enter to go to highlighted items.
Title bar item 1 of 7, group, 1 of 54. Contains 7 items. Press enter to access items in group. Press escape to go back. To navigate through available words, press control plus left or right arrow. To select multiple words, press control plus shift plus left or right arrow.
Now it's kind of that same mishmash of all the word UI.
Share, item 1 of 1, group,
and everything
14 of
54. Else.
Find, item 1 of, heading, item 1 of 1, group.
That is really not.
Replace, item 1 of 1, group. Paste, item 1 of 1, group.
Interesting.
26 of.
To move through to figure
contains
out.
Contains 1 items. Press.
What was here. So I have no big finish because I'm still trying to figure out a meaningful way to go from a result in my timeline, especially for searching, to reading the actual meaningful text from the search result.